You are listening to the Bullet Beans to Big Dreams podcast with your host and entrepreneur, Jem Wirth, from Council Estate to Living Her Dream.
Hello, 1, 2, 1, 2. Hi and welcome to the podcast, Bullet Beans to Big Dreams with Jem Wirth. It has been a while. Wow, it has been hectic, it's been crazy, but I am back with this brand new episode of the podcast. So I have got some amazing guests coming up in the new year. One of them happens to be, do you remember Curly Watts off Coronation Street? His wife, she has set up a great CIC company helping people in recovery from alcohol. So she will be coming on in the new year. And I've got lots of other special guests as well, business owners from all different walks of life. And we'll get some guests back on who I've previously been on and had a really good story to tell. So I'm back. So this podcast today, we're just going to have a bit of a catch up. I'm just going to answer a couple of questions that people keep asking me, really. And one of the main questions that I get asked on a daily basis is, how do you do it? If you don't know, I've got a best-selling book on Amazon. I've got the podcast. I've got a radio show in Chesterfield, where I live. I have got 5 accountancy practices. One I recently opened up in Edinburgh. I've got one in London, one in Stoke, one in Manchester, and my head office is in Clay Cross. As you know, if you've read the book, I started off pretty shit. Not a good upbringing. So kind of made it, really. And I would say to you that I've got determination. That is my key word, determination. And I do say it a lot. I was very, very determined once my dad died to make something or to do something with my life. I was determined to give back. I was determined to make a change. And that's what I've done. It's not been easy. I've gone through hell. I've gone through a divorce. I've gone through loss of parents, grandparents, the loss of a child. I've gone through a lot. And I'm one of them that turns my pain into power and into something good, if you will. Not necessarily power, but something good. And I've always been very, very determined. Now, don't get me wrong, there is times when I feel shit and I don't want to get up, I don't want to do anything, I have an off day. We all have off days. But I always find that if I am very organised in my life, because I've got that much going on, if I'm very organised in my life, then it tends to flow very well. So a perfect example, every Sunday, I always do my content for all my social media platforms. I've got quite a good social media following, actually, for the business, the accountancy business. And I always sit on a Sunday, and that's what I do. I go through all my social media, what I need to do, what I've got going on for the week. I'll pop into the office, the head office, because on a Sunday, it's not a normal working day, so people don't know you're there, and I seem to be able to get a lot more done. If I set my stall out as such on a Sunday and I know exactly what I'm doing for the next week or 2 weeks, my week tends to run a lot more smooth. And I have my goals for the week and what I need to do and what I've got to get done. And obviously with my business, I've got a lot of payrolls and things to do. So there's stuff that's got quite a lot of tight deadlines as such, and they need to be kept to. So if I'm organised, you know, I've got different things that I use. I've got my spreadsheets, I've got my check sheets, I've got my online calendar that I use, my online booking systems for my meetings, reminders. It's all about being organised, and I am a very organised person. If I don't do that, my week just goes to shit, to be honest with you. It's just like, it doesn't get anywhere. So I do that, and I'm always, every day, I'm determined to get things done. I'm determined to make my business a success. I'm determined to give back to people and to help people and get myself out there. I was always very shy and very quiet about and scared about putting myself out there. But I just think, you know what? Just do it. Because you're not going to be everyone's cup of tea, are you? Really? Let's be fair. But, you know, let's be fair again, if you're an arsehole, you're an arsehole, aren't you? And if you're not, you're not, basically, you know. And I always think to myself, just get yourself out there, because people buy the person, not the product. And that is very, very true. I have always stuck to my roots, stuck to where I've come from. I've never changed. I've obviously, you know, I'm a multi-site accountancy practice owner. I've just been awarded the best sole trader accountancy in East Midlands, actually. So that's massive. And I've never changed who I am, what I stand for, what I do, you know. I can adapt to certain situations, as we all can, you know. We have, you know, different people that you meet. You know, I've been down to London and had to sit with a load of big wigs, you know, for the DWP and big pension meetings. I've gone and sat with a load of lads in the pub. You know, I've gone and sat with a load of girls in the pub and you know, had loads of fantastic meetings, and it just, I can adapt, but I always stand true to my roots, and I never ever change who, you know, who I am as a person, and that's really, really kind of served me well, and I think that's why I've been so successful. But I've always been determined, and that is just a massive, massive word that I just keep throwing around quite a bit at the moment. So let me tell you what's been going on. It's been mad. So I've had the book party for my Bullet Beans to Big Dreams book. If you've not bought it yet, then head over to Amazon and go and buy it. It's fantastic. There is going to be a Bullet Beans 2, bit of an exclusive there. That is in the process of being wrote by myself. I won an award for the best sole trader accountancy practice in the East Midlands, and that was because of all the work and all the free advice that I gave during the COVID pandemic. And I've got a good social media presence. I do all my own marketing, all my own Facebook posting and everything else. I don't have someone that does it for me. I like to be in control of that part of the business. I like to market myself in a certain way. And I've had really, really good feedback on that. Yeah, so there's been good feedback on the book. We've had the award. What else has been going on? I've been doing lots of self-care. I've been going on walks. That makes me feel a lot better, clearing my head and just getting out into the nature and the universe and just, you know, being out there. I love it. You can write things down. You can set your plans and your goals, you know, for the coming year or years. Whatever you want to do, really. So yeah, it's been crazy. We've done two gigs actually for Dry Wave that I'm involved in. So for those who don't know about Dry Wave, it is a recovery CIC based in Stockport and Greater Manchester. I'm a director alongside two of my other friends, and we put on live events and we help people in recovery. We do all different kinds of classes and stuff. Most recently, we had an epic, epic gig. We had MC Xander. For those who don't know him, he's amazing. Search him up. He's on YouTube and everything. He's great. We had just some icons from like the 80s and the 90s doing a set for us. And we've got a big Christmas gig, December the 10th. Unfortunately, I won't be able to attend because I'm on my holidays. But we've managed to get the headliner is MC Luck and DJ Neat. Oh my God, they are epic. So they're going to be headlining our gig, and it's going to be on Canal Street, just down from Canal Street, actually, in this massive, massive club called Tribe Gaia in Manchester. It's amazing. So yeah, we've got some headline acts. It's going to be epic. At the last gig, we had Stu Allen. He's classic, you know, Nicky Tunes, just all top Manchester people and icons of the music world. And we're just kind of bringing all these people together and celebrating for people who are in recovery from drug addiction and alcohol addiction. So it is, I'm really, really proud of that achievement as well. So that's all going on. Got the sponsorships for the clubs that I do, all the local football clubs around the area as well. I'm always interested in the football for the young'uns, so I love to get involved in that and helping out where I can. So yeah, it's just been a crazy couple of months, hence why there's not been any podcast. But I've been working behind the scenes, getting people booked in. and just, yeah, it was really, really kind of smashing it with life. So it's just all good. It's just goes to show with a bit of hard work what you can achieve and what you can do. So yeah, I'm back. The podcasts are going to be coming thick and fast. If you would like to appear on the podcast, let me know. Get in touch, gemma@hwsltd.org, or you can check us out through Facebook as well. So I can't wait for the next couple of episodes that are going to be coming on, going to be coming up live, I should say. They're going to be really, really good. So thank you very much for listening to this just a little short episode, just kind of a little bit of a catch-up with everyone, a little 10-12 minute catch-up of what's been going on this past couple of months. Like I say, if you would like to come on the podcast, please get in touch and let me know. Until next time, take care.